From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The Pentagon confirms six U.S. service members killed by a suicide bomber Monday in an attack on a NATO patrol near Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan. The Taliban is claiming responsibility for the attack, saying a suicide bomber on a motorcycle killed 19 soldiers. NATO says it is investigating the attack. VOA's Ayaz Ghul reports on the prominence of this attack.
It's interesting because that area north of Kabul is so secure and so sensitive, and this Bagram Air Base has been from the beginning under the U.S. control, and there has been quite the security has been really tight throughout these years. But this attack signifies and it shows the ability of the Taliban to reach anywhere they want to, and that's quite a setback for the security measures in that province, which is north of Kabul, the Parwan province.
Ayaz Ghul speaking from Islamabad. Djibouti activists say as many as 19 people died today when security forces opened fire on a religious gathering in the capital. Witnesses said the troops targeted a crowd in the Balbala neighborhood commemorating the late religious leader Sheikh Yonis Muz. Security forces raided the venue at around 5 a.m. local time and began shooting. A reporter for VOA in Djibouti said more than 10 people were wounded in addition to the dead. More than a million children have had their education interrupted by conflict in and around Nigeria, adding to 11 million children who are already out of school in the region. More than 2,000 schools across Nigeria, Cameroon, Chad, and Niger have closed since the beginning of the Boko Haram insurgency, which has destabilized the region and displaced millions. This is VOA News.